It's episode 154, and we've got plugins for menu history, site speed, live chat support, admin editor disablers, background sliders, and we're bringing the HTML table back to the editor. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z.com. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody on this warm day.
Yeah, warm down south. Up here in the Great White North, we are hitting a wonderful -5 degrees for those of you that speak Celsius, and somewhere around 15 degrees or so for those that you speak Fahrenheit.
Ouch. Ouch, I'm sorry to hear that, John. And we're trying to keep all the WordPress plugins warm down here for you so that...
that's all good.
That's cool.
So anyway, right off the top, the usual reminders. Don't forget, all the show notes are located over at wppluginsatoz.com. And if you got a couple of minutes and you're listening on Stitcher, give us a little review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Or hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a quick review. Hello? Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sorry. It just got real silent. It's like,
oh, no. Actually, we really appreciate anybody that wants to leave us a review in the iTunes store. It really does help out. I know that there's probably a lot of new people that are joining us here on the show, whether they've gotten a new device or they're just getting into Stitcher or some of those other apps. So we welcome you to the show. And, you know, we encourage you to spread the word, share it, you know, tell your friends, everybody else who's into WordPress. And by all means, please leave us a review and a good rating when you feel appropriate.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, and we do make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for emergency support, some ideas on how to get your site laid out correctly, or just discovering that perfect functionality, give me a call at 818-850-7729 or visit my website at wppro.ca/emergency.
Yes, and I wanted to make mention, John, that next week, which will be January 12th through the 14th, I'll be attending Affiliate Summit West 2014 in Las Vegas. So if you're into the affiliate end and you are going to be attending, please let me know. Just give me a shout real quick on Twitter at Marcus Couch. I'd be happy to meet you for a cup of coffee, talk about affiliate and WordPress stuff. It is already sold out, so if you don't have your ticket, it's already too late. But if you happen to be in attendance, please give me a tweet at Marcus Couch. And I'd be happy to say hi.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a great load of fun, especially Vegas this time of year. It's a nice kind of thought for those of us up north, go down there where it's a little warmer. Although last time I went to Vegas in the winter, it was cold.
Oh, it definitely is. It's the desert. That's for sure. I mean, it's colder. Vegas is colder than where I live. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge. But for most people, they're going to think it's paradise.
All right, and what other interesting news and tidbits that we got going on?
Well, actually, you know, I have one thing that I'm going to be reviewing for next week. This is a premium plugin. It's something new called Genesis Design Palette Pro. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it allows for massive customization of all the Genesis themes without a stitch of code to them. So I'll be posting a review on WP Tavern about it and sharing my results here, but I just kind of wanted to make everybody aware of it now. They even have upcoming little tiny theme packs that coincide with the actual Genesis themes so that you can kind of tweak the one theme in maybe 20, 30 different ways. Full live previews as far as mobile devices and things, so... This is going to really take Genesis in a whole new direction as far as how well you can customize and tune it up. So I'm really looking forward to really diving into this because I have a number of different Genesis themes that, you know, I want, I'm tired of them looking like all of the rest of the Genesis themes, and I don't really want to code them. So this seemed like a really good idea. It just came out, and they've offered me a review version, so I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah, maybe they'll share with me. As you know, I do 90% of my development work in Genesis, so I hadn't heard of this, but it's definitely something I'm going to explore and have fun with.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you'll end up with some additional review material on it. And also, this is the final week, I think, where I will finally get all the rest of my sites up to 3.8, because it's been very, very good, and it's time to bring up all the rest of my sites. So any further details will be coming in soon.
All right. Yeah, I've had no problems with 3.8 whatsoever. No problems with plugins, no problems with themes. Everything's run relatively well. So good job to Matt and the team for putting that together.
All right, well, that's pretty much everything we got. We ready to dig right into the meat and potatoes time?
Oh, yeah. Let's roll.
Let's go. All right, so off we go. All right, the first one I've got right out of the gate here today is a simple but very useful plugin. It's called Menus History. And I know that during development or even after development, there's oftentimes you're changing and customizing those menus up at the top of your page, adding to, removing from. And sometimes you get what seems like the perfect one. And you go, no, that's not right. And let's go change it up a bit more. And you go, oh, what was that one I had before? Well, this plugin helps you figure out what you've done to your menus, tracking along the way to see what you've changed or added to so you can revert back and forth while you're doing your development or further down the road, or if someone sneaks into your site and decides to change it around, you can put it back the way it belongs. So it was simple, straightforward, worked pretty well, had no problems with it, and gave it a nice 3 dragon rating. So give it a check out, a great little development tool. Hello? Did I lose everyone again?
No, why do you keep doing that?
Because they just get this big, long, silent saw.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're getting a skip. Okay, do you want me to start again?
No, that's quite all right.
All right, well, the thing that I've got is along the same vein, John. It's called WP Theme Plugin Editor Disable. Somebody needs to make that a better name, right? Even though that's really what it does is, you know, by default, WordPress allows pretty much any administrator the ability to edit the theme and plugin files directly from within the control panel, right? Well, this plugin actually just kind of stops that altogether. So you've got one main administrator that can have plugin and theme editor access, and then everybody else, it's completely locked down. I know that all of the sites that I work on are going to get this particular plugin installed because there have been instances where clients go in and they think that editor means, well, they think post editor means plugin editor or theme editor, and they start playing around and then I get a phone call. So this is an excellent plugin to prevent those situations from happening, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be very useful to help keep people from breaking your site.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let's see what else we got here today. Ah, I've got another one. This is for those of you that are trying to figure out why your website is not loading correctly or what it's, how it's loading. It's called Simple Site Speed, and it's a very nice plugin that once plugged in, turned on, it adds a little corner pop-up to the left-hand corner, lower left-hand corner of your page, and it will tell you the page load speed for each and every website as you go through it, or each and every page you go through it. So you can help determine slowdowns, issues, other things along the way. It tells you the ping rate, the return rate from your server. Let's bring up this thing here so I can get some of this info back up. It tells you whether or not you're caching. It tells you how long it takes to look up the domain, the server response time, just a whole bunch of little information to tell you how long your page takes to load. So it's a quick little tool for helping to tweak your pages, and it gives you each individual page load speed. So you can go through your site and find, oh, this page takes 10 seconds, this one takes 2 seconds. Why? Mm-hmm. So you can sort of figure out what am I loading on the page that takes 10 seconds and help fine-tune your site to improve that speed. Because as we know, speed is everything to all the search engines these days. So anyway, give it a check out. It's called Simple Site Speed, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Nice. And you're right. Google does measure load time dramatically in how they rank things. So the faster that you can get particular pages to load, the better the chance that you have of actually ranking those pages. All right. Well, I am going to talk about something that's been, well, missing from the editor for quite some time. I have to always pull out my HTML cheat sheet once I need a visual table or something like that in HTML. This plugin is called Visual Table Formatting Lite. Now, I didn't really see a pro version, but the light one is good enough for me. This basically lets you create and manage really colorful tables with a visual editor that you can change different cell color, font styles, the table border style, color, thickness, all that kind of stuff. It has a couple of really cool functions. It has both a short code and delimiter separated text, which can automatically create a table for you. Now, I thought that was the pretty handy part of this. I've never seen anything that could actually just take a table and make the HTML, just take a short code rather and take a HTML table and completely, you know, put it together on the fly. So it also avoids the site database too. So if you do it within a short code, it just kind of does it on the fly without having to do any sort of secondary data. So I thought this was a really great plugin. It did the trick for me big time on something that I was working on just last night. I just needed something to play just a little bit of an HTML, kind of a HTML5 player in conjunction with text that's on the right side that ran with a short code. This did it. So it did it really well, and I think it only took like 2 minutes from installation to actual implementation of the idea that I had in my head. So I rated this one a 5 out of 5. That's awesome.
Very nice. That's definitely going to be useful. I've actually recently had clients wanting to put tables in their sites of color. So
yeah, this is an easy way to do it. Yeah.
Okay, and the final one I have today, this one came about, I'd been thinking about chat plugins for quite some time, but I hadn't got around to checking out any. And I recently had a client who wanted a chat on their website. They're setting themselves up for e-commerce and wanted to be able to contact people. This is called WP Chat or Live Chat Support. And it's a very great little plugin that it has both a free and a premium version add-on. The free version by itself is very good if you just want some basic functionality for chat. It puts a little chat box availability in the lower corner of the page that your visitors can click on and initiate a chat with you so you can talk to them. It has minimal amount of customizations, and in the free version, you're stuck with their logo. But if you opt for the premium version, which is only about $20, you can customize your logo. You can start to initiate chats with your visitors to your website. You can keep a history track of the chats that have occurred so that you know what's happening with it. And you can move it around and do a couple other great little customizations to it. It seems to work fairly well. And it, far as I could tell with my testing on it and setup, it worked pretty smoothly initially. So all in all, pretty nice little plugin for setting up chat on your website. Give it a check out, the WP Live Chat Support, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragon.
Now let me ask you, how does it, if let's just say you're running the chat and I go to your site and initiate chat, what on your end do you use to chat with, and how does it let you know that someone wants to chat?
As far as I can tell, you have to be logged into your website and leave it open in a window. When somebody initiates a chat, it pops up a window to tell you somebody's initiating the chat, and then you answer and respond to them, and you run the chat through an additional pop-up window.
Interesting. Yeah, I use something called Live Help Messenger, which is developed, it's by a company called Star Develop, and that's actually a desktop or an app that runs. And that's like $350.
Well, this is a great way to get yourself started without paying out those monthly fees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you didn't need that straight-up functionality, then this is really something that I think would work well.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's check out the last thing, which I had a real fun time with. This one is called Full Screen Background Slider. We've had one of these in the past, but this one works actually better. What can I say? You just upload images to the background and you tell it what you want as far as your slide order, and it will use the entire background as kind of a slideshow, which is pretty cool. So it's easy to set up. It's pretty easy to get the slides going. I had it up and running in just a few minutes. The only thing was I just had to make images that were big enough to fit the background. So had a real fun time with this one. It's called Full Screen Background Slider. If you make some stuff with it, let me know the URL. I'd like to see exactly how you use it as well. But I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's always useful if you're trying to enhance the look of your site.
Even if you're just going from one picture to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two different things. Or if you want to make the background just in a subtle faded overview of your services that switch maybe every 30 seconds as someone's on the site.
Oh.
That's just one of those nice little design touches that really matter.
Nice. All right, well, that's pretty much everything we've got for you this week. I covered up WP Live Chat Support, gave it a 4 rating. Simple Site Speed, gave it a 4 rating. And Menus History, gave it a 3 rating.
And I talked about Theme Plugin Editor Disable, which I gave that one a 4 out of 5. Visual Table, great HTML table creator from Short Codes. That one gets a 5 out of 5. And Full Screen Background Slider gets a 4 out of 5.
All right, and just the last brief things, a nice little commercial for you. If you're looking for web hosting for your WordPress website, you're tired of the slow hosting you're on, or you're setting up something new, well, then check out Green Geeks Hosting, very fast, stable WordPress hosting, and save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. That's Green Geeks Hosting. Check them out.
Very nice. Actually, yeah, I've got, I'll talk about the ink code that I have, but boy, we're going to get something, I think, next week from GoDaddy that's going to be pretty cool.
Very nice.
But in the meantime, let's talk 123 Inkjets. I've got coupon code PLUGIN123. That's going to give you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 each? Buy it in bulk. Use this coupon, PLUGIN123, and get them for as low as $4 a piece.
And, of course, the usual reminders. Don't forget you can get your daily dose of WordPress news from the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And you can check us out at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, or Stitcher Radio. And we would greatly appreciate any reviews you would leave for us.
That's right. Good or bad. Tell me how bad I sound. Okay. How can they contact us, John?
They can get hold of me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or for emergency support, they can come to wppro.ca/emergency. Or drop me an email at john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com. Twitter is at MarcusCouch. You can read my column, The Daily Plugin, over at WP Tavern, or just look under WordPress News in your dashboard. We're back. And you can find us at WordPress Radio at WPR.fm.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.